With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
92.9 Podcasts, powered by Action 24/7. Tennessee's only local legal sportsbook. Bet now at action247.com.
Brian Scalabrine is an Odyssey NBA insider who was not named in the federal indictment this morning. Can we get some applause for that? He was not named in this indictment. The Insider Call is presented by BetQL. Get access to data and insights the sportsbooks don't want you to see. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. Scal, just to sort of reset everything, breaking news today, 18 former NBA players have been arrested and charged federally for defrauding the NBA's health and welfare benefit plan of approximately $4 million. A couple of those guys we know. Big Baby, Tony Allen, CDR, Chris Douglas Roberts, now Supreme Bay here in from the University of Memphis, of course. Can you sort of take us through how this could even happen? Like the health and wealth, do you have? I'm assuming you're a member of that plan, right?
Yeah. Yeah, are you sure I'm not?
Yeah, we checked. No, we did check. That was the first thing we were.
I haven't got a phone call yet.
Because there were a lot of Celtics on this list, and we were worried. But you were not on the unless that you want to tell us that might come later. But for now, no.
So let me guess what this is. Right, it's only a guess. So the health and wellness is. I'm guessing that I get a card. So when I go to a doctor, right, and let's say there's a copayment, or I see, I was in the big three, you know, my body did not hold up to the big three, so I'm going to the chiropractor. I'm using my card. So instead of using, you know, a credit card or paying it out of my own pocket, the NBA has this thing. I think the NFL also has this, yep, this thing as well. Mm-hmm. And so copayments or insurance or whatever. It's a way so guys really was set up so guys don't go broke with medical expenses, after they're done playing. Because, you know, like maybe nowadays everyone, like I have full insurance and benefits from the NBA Players Association, so I don't necessarily use it as much, but I'll use it for, you know, copay or my kids go to the doctors and stuff like that. So I use it for that. But how would they fraud somebody? I don't know, but it does seem if anytime you're dealing with federal indictment or, you know, grand jury, anything like that, like those guys know what they're doing. So it's too bad that this is going to come out. And I hope it doesn't, you know, take away like some of the other benefits, like the things that I would use. Like I use this, and I hope it doesn't take away from that or make it increasingly more difficult to do any of this stuff, because this does seem like a kind of a big deal.
So it looked like Tony Allen's wife is on there. Like it's the only one where there's like a family member. So what that would be is, I guess in this case, just from what you told us about the card and everything, in that case, her using the card, like the card covers your family, right? You said you could use it for kids and everything else. It's not just Brian's family. Yeah, it's his entire family, right? And so in this.
Okay. And I think it would be like if you use it for something that wasn't health and wellness. That would be where, mm-hmm, like the fraud would come in. You know, if you're mm-hmm, somebody setting something up and you say they give you a phony receipt that says that I got a massage or whatever, like whatever medical term you need to use, right? And now someone's taking that money and they're doing the same thing, then that's how the web can get tangled, right? But if you're using it for like legitimate purposes. Like there shouldn't be any issues with any of this stuff. But that's a lot of people.
It is.
That's like, yeah, I was like really surprised. Like even if one guy, let's just say us three got together and we're like, man, we got this thing. Let's just keep it between us, right?
Right.
That's a lot of people. That's
exactly.
That's pretty inclusive. So this will be the newest. Like I can't wait. I'll read everything about this because I want to see how this thing started and how it unfolded and who was making money and all that other stuff.
You might be lucky, man. Did you miss any calls from Terrence Williams? Looked like he was the one putting it all.
Jeez.
No.
That came through as
Terrence
a spammer.
He's from Seattle. He's a Seattle guy, man. He one time when I was in the NBA, I played in a summer league game against him. He cooked me. And so I know T Will pretty well, but not I guess not well enough.
So like some details are emerging about this, and it's what I feared, that nobody involved in this was very smart. Tony Allen, Glenn Davis, and Tony Roten all claim they got root canals on the same six teeth on the same day.
Lord.
Oh, I see. Bro. I see. Yeah. That's tough.
I mean, how are you gonna do the same six teeth on the same day, the same procedure? I mean, are you just not using your brain here?
Yeah, maybe they took the receipt and just crossed out a name and did it. Yeah, that's not. You know what's funny too? Because me and my wife, we were talking recently because we went. I go see my body work guy to, you know, like I said, I ain't making it through the big three without getting work done on my body, or else I'm like, I'm gonna be laid up, right? So. I'm seeing my bodywork guy, same guy I saw in the NBA, and I would say around 8 months ago, it got increasingly more difficult to use the car. It got increasingly, like, they put you through the ringer, and I'm like, man, like, my wife is on top of it, right? Like, everything, she's like, get the receipt, and she's on me, so she's on them. And she was like, man, this is getting a lot tougher. Like, the last 8 months, like, make sure it's this, make sure it's that, make sure that they show you a description of what the work was. So it dramatically increased about 8 months ago. So they must have known, like, all this stuff. And this is probably the investigation that's probably been going on for about 8 months. And I said to her, when I go, man, like, if I didn't have you, I wouldn't be able to do this. And I don't know how many NBA players, like, have wives that are locked in like you are. This might be tough, you know? Like, how are any of these guys getting anything done? You know, like, this stuff, it might be tough to use it, but I never even thought about, you know, it going the other way.
Kyrie Irving probably would have been on this list, but as we know, he doesn't believe in going to the doctor. So that being
the case. That's a great transition. Yeah. That's a great transition.
Yeah, thank you. So that being the case, I mean, the idea that the Nets are actually entertaining him being a part-time player, like I don't know who that says more about, them or him. How do you see this shaking out?
Yeah, so I don't know, man. I don't really know. Like, of all the people, if I said to you, if we were sitting at the bar, which sounds like you guys would be great dudes, just sit with the bar, eat some ribs, talk sports, like you definitely would.
That's right.
I would do that. Listen, if I ever start traveling again, I'm coming to Memphis.
Come on, man.
Like, we're definitely having dinner. Okay. So if we're sitting there and you're talking like any other NBA player, I would say, come on, man. Everyone wants to get paid, right? Like, everyone wants to take the shot so they can do what they have to do to make a living. Like, some people are, like, lining up, like, hook me up. Some people who are, you know, apprehensive about it would be like, yo, I got to do what I got to do, man. I mean, it is what it is. I don't like it. The one guy, he's got a little Ricky Williams in him in the sense, the one guy I can see is Kyrie Irving saying, I'm not about that. And I actually wouldn't put it past him if he decides not to do it.
Let me ask you this. When it comes to the Celtics this season, what have you had, one exhibition game so far, Brian, to watch them? Does that thing get into the top four when you look at the rest of the East, or is it another season where it's a season of trying to do that and trying to figure out what you are? Where do you think the Celtics fall in the East this season?
Yeah, so I love what I saw. I love what I saw, right? It was against Orlando. It was probably going to be bottom 10 team in the NBA, but – like the depth of the team, the ball movement of the team, like I really like what I saw. And I'm sure like they'll probably leapfrog Philly because I don't know what's going on with the Ben Simmons situation and all that stuff. But I don't think they're better than Milwaukee. I don't think they're better than Brooklyn, regardless of what Kyrie Irving does. Like Brooklyn doesn't really need Kyrie Irving to win. obviously it would help, but they don't need him. But I could see him up there. You know, like Chicago's a little bit better. A lot of teams are a lot better. Here's the one thing that since we talked, now we've seen some preseason games. Mm-hmm. The NBA product is so much better this year. The physicality. So guys like Marcus Smart last year, I thought he had a bad year last year defensively because I thought every time he went to guard somebody, they called a foul. And so now if they allow that, I think Marcus Smart is like really good for the Celtics. Like he's much better than people realize if the NBA allows physicality. And so far, if you watch the preseason games, there has been more physicality. Yep. So any of these teams that have like I'm not – you know how much I love Memphis and I love Ja Morant. He might have a harder time this year with guys like getting into his airspace, hand-checking him, using their forearms than he did last year, where you literally could not stop him from going anywhere right on the court. So I'm curious on how that unfolds. Like you almost got to reevaluate. Like Milwaukee might be better with Drew Holiday allowed to guard Giannis out there, physical. You know, they got a big physical team. So it is interesting mm-hmm. that after watching the preseason how I'm evaluating the teams. I do put Boston up there. 4 or 5 is like where I have them, but okay. I think they're going to be better than people think.
We are, of course, talking to Brian Scalabrine, Odyssey NBA insider. White Mamba joins us every Thursday here on the show. On the Grizzlies, I mean, it definitely looks like Ja Morant is determined to get back, maybe even improve on what the Grizzlies did last year, if it's possible. Is that possible? They are integrating a new front court here with Steven Adams, getting him in exchange for Jonas Valanciunas. Can he single-handedly will this team back to the playoffs, kind of like he did last year?
Yeah, if he continues to, let's say he upticks 2% on the three. So I think, what was he at, 36 last year, right, or 35 last year?
I think it was a little lower. It was probably like 32, 33.
Okay, so let's say he upticks to 36% from three, and he still has that mentality of attacking the basket. Yeah, absolutely. I think that having Steven Adams will help in some areas and hurt in other areas, but it is going to put a lot on his shoulders, which it seems like he's ready for it as of now. So Ja Morant, for Memphis to get better, to improve upon last year, to be a team that has home court advantage in the play-in or even could miss the play-in, Ja has to take that next step. And it's like just being more efficient out there and everything he does and probably, you know, analyzing some of his performances on the road and saying, like, can you be as good on the road as you are when you're in is it so-called FedEx Forum?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, so as you do and you bring that energy in FedEx. So I think that would be – like, that's the step that when you start talking about those MVP players, the next level, first team, second team, all NBA, those guys bring it no matter what. Road, mm-hmm. home, back-to-backs, 4 and 5, they bring it. Those guys bring it. And it'll be interesting if he takes that step. Because obviously he's capable of playing at an extremely high level. Now it's about, like, when everything is going bad and your team is not supposed to win the game, somehow you steal that win.
Yep. Golden State, you know, who the Grizzlies obviously held off to get that playoff spot last year, you figure, okay, if Klay's back December, January – and listen, he's going to have a lot of rust to get knocked off, but you figure at some point he's going to get back to form. How high do they go for you, Brian, in the West if they get a healthy Klay back and they're clicking?
So I still think like if Klay comes back and like you said, and they're clicking, and you we might not see as good as he's playing. You know, we might see him in December. But if they believe that, like let's say you're the Golden State Warriors and you believe that Klay Thompson is going to be good for you. He might not be what he was before, and you'll never know that before he hits the floor, mm-hmm. and you probably won't know that before the trade deadline. But I think if he's good, like really good, you know, he's coming off ACL and Achilles. He's like, this is unprecedented when it comes to injuries. 2 years off. But if he's really good, I think the Warriors would look into trying to upgrade their roster. You know, you're talking about mm-hmm. not necessarily Wiseman, because I think Wiseman has a chance to be extremely good. But like, let's say Kuminga and Moody.
Yep.
You know, Jordan Poole, if you guys have been catching,
yes.
he's been out there hooping.
Yes,
and
he
so
has.
He might get thrown into a mix, right? So I have my eye out on the Warriors making a move. I'm still like curious if they're interested at all in Ben Simmons. And, you know, like Bob Myers is my boy. I would never call him up and be like, hey, man, you're going to trade for Ben Simmons. But I just look at their team and they value passing They value decision-making. Mm-hmm. Ben Simmons, as bad as he is at whatever you want to call it, the free throws, the fourth quarter, whatever it is, he's a lead at that. So I think that he would kind of fit in with them. So I'm curious if Klay Thompson's good, if they end the year with Kuminga and Moody and Jordan Poole, if they don't try to make a move out there. Like, I don't know what's going on with Ben Simmons and the trades and what will be available at that time, but I could see the Warriors halfway through the season saying, let's go for it.
I could see that too.
Hey, Scout, great stuff as always,
appreciate
man. Appreciate
you,
the time. Glad you stay out of this mess, man.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.